Good afternoon, everyone. And my name is Xiao Zhen, goes by Jerry, and from Kansas State. So have you saw a picture like this? It's a tree with a very flat root system. But the question is, why? What caused this? And also, what caused this? The very small ponds with very slow permeable waters. The answer is the clay pencils. So the clay pencil has a very dense, slow permeable clay over here in the subsoils, and it will make things a lot of difference. So my research wants to know what's the optimal agriculture practice in the clay pencils, and what's the mechanisms behind it. So soil microbial properties with depth in clay pencil, that's my research topic. So there are around more than 4 million acres of clay pencil just in the Midwest United States. And clay translocation plus the lithic decomposition above the clay aluminum or residuum weathered from the shale or limestone created the clay pens. And clay pen will restrict the root development and water penetration. So on the other hand, less plant available water there, so less plant growth. And we want to focus on soil microbial properties there because plant relies on soil microbes to break down the soil nutrients. Also, microbial properties respond to environment changes faster than plant communities. Also, we're still short of enough knowledge of soil microbial properties in clay pencils. We'll not just look at the taxonomic diversity. We'll also look at some functional diversity, like those extracellular enzymes, including beta-glucosidase, which is a carbon-requiring enzyme, and acid-phosphatase, a phosphorus-requiring enzyme, and N-acetyl-glucosidase, that's nitrogen-requiring enzyme. And we also look at two lignin degradation-related enzymes in this study. So the objective of this research is to determine how clay pan soil and tillage mediate change in soil microbial properties with depth. To fulfill that objective, we will measure extracellular enzymes and we'll got soil microbial communities through phospholipid fatty acid analysis. We also test some soil physical and chemical properties, including pH, water content, total carbon and nitrogen content, and some nutrient availability, including CEC, phosphorus, and potassium. We also do the texture analysis to try to locate where the clay pan is. So the experimental design is a split plot design with repeat measurement in Cherokee, Southeast Kansas. And the whole plot treatment is the tillage, which including the conventional tillage, the no-till, and the fallow grassland. The subplot treatment is the depth interval, and the soils there is the Parson silicon. So let's look at the clay profile first. So the most obvious things in this slide is we can find the depth or the clay content is varied by location of different landscapes. Like even for this no-till 1 and no-till 2, in fact, they are pretty close to each other, but you can find their depth and clay content pretty different. And another thing we found there is the moist content is coincident with clay content. And for the hydraulic activities, the most interesting part is there's always an increase in the subsoil, either in beta-glucosidase or acid phosphatase or NAD. And in generally, grassland will have the greatest activities, followed by the no-till and conventional till. And the future, I combine the beta-glucosidase, acid phosphatase, and NAD as hydrolase. So another interesting thing is, look like there's a stratified response. Like in the first layer, no-till is greater than conventional till, and in the subsoil, again, no-till greater than conventional till. But in somewhere between, look like there's no difference between NT and NOT. And look like this stratified response does not correlated with organic matter content. Then how about the microbial community profile? It's the same. There's still some stratified response there. And grassland also has the greatest activity followed by the no-till and conventional till in most cases. And there's always an increase in the subsoil, which looks like correlated with the surface of the clay. And we also find most microbial biomass was contributed by bacterial group, not fungi group. Another good thing of soil enzyme is they can be used to indicate the nutrient status. For example, if we look at the figure here, the ratio of beta-glucosidase to acid-phosphatase is less than 1, which means soil microbes spend more energy on acid-phosphatase. Another word is it's a phosphate-limited environment, so they want more enzyme to get more energy. So overall, these two figures tell us phosphorus and nitrogen become limiting with steps. Does this conclusion make sense? I think the soil nutrient profile can help explain those the things we found. In the surface, so residue input can explain why grassland usually have a greater activity and microbial biomass. And fertilizer input in soil nutrient content can explain the difference between no-till and conventional till is reduced in the nitrogen content compared to carbon content. And in the subsoil, we find the most important part is the phosphorus content look like it's very low and they never change after 35 centimeters. We think the reason is due to the clay minerals. Because clay minerals, especially smectite, they are very active. They like to absorb those phosphorus. So they make a phosphor limitation environment in the clay pan. And also clay and pH could help us explain why they potassium content has this kind of trend and a special increase in the subsoils. So since I keep saying some stratified phenomena, I also build a forward selection model, try to find what's the most significant factors in different soil intervals. So we find in 0 to 5 to 15 centimeters, the tillage, the carbon and nutrient content, and potassium, they are the most important factors. And the same, below 35 centimeters, the clay and those nutrients are the most important factor. But between 50 to 35 centimeters, just clay is the significant one. So in conclusion, those black words are our hypothesis. So we confirm that the organic matter, clay and moisture, they are the key drivers of microbial biomass. And hydrolysis activities typically will increase with organic matters. And tillage will decrease the microbial activities in clay pan soils. But we didn't confirm that the paramaterial with high clay will cause soil organic carbon accumulation in this study. And we also find the stratified response. That is, in the top 15 centimeters, agriculture management practice will decide the soil properties. And below 35 centimeters, which is already in the high clay layer, the inherent soil properties, such as soil composition and paramaterial, will decide the soil properties. And somewhere between the 50 and 35 is a mixture of the management and inherent properties. So with this, I would like to thank my advisor, Gretchen Sethnerus, and Dr. Rice, and all the other people who helped me in this study. Thank you, and I would like to take questions.
Are there 2 minutes for questions here for discussion? Question, comment?
Yes. I think I saw, I'm not sure, that you have different tests for the plate, for the plate. And did you try to relate your data to the plate and that in each soil, or just
Yes, so I think your question is, sorry, let me just go to that slide. So your question is, did I got the data from individual field,
yes.
Right? Not just combine them. Yes, I do.
Yes. When you analyze the data, for example, GRASS 3, the depth is 20, and for the NT2, is it 40? You talk about just standard centimeters or in relation to the clay then, during the analysis?
Yes. For your question, the first thing is we also do a statistic analysis, and a statistic analysis tell me that there is a high correlation. When I do a statistic analysis, of course I'm using individual data, not the combination data. And for your question, also yes, I do that part, and there's still a trend. I correlated the clay content with the activities. Yes. Thanks. Thank you.